It's 28 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Derren. Now, over the past 3 weeks, we have had the pleasure of hearing from Steve Brown, chairman of Etienne Lawyers, sharing his knowledge over many areas of mutual wills and retirement living. This has been a long way to get what I feel is a very important part of retirement living, and that is the associated fees. Stephen, we hear of entrance fees, exit fees, deferred fees. It sounds like retirement living is all about fees. Now, am I right? And good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Yes, it has sort of been a long road to get to what a lot of people say the bottom line. And I think the challenging point is they don't actually, when a lot of people buy into a house at a retirement place, they essentially see it as buying a property like the sort of property they've just left, their own home, where they own it and they pay their ongoing expenses. But with buying into a retirement village, you've got service fees, and the service fees will depend upon the services that you are taking at any particular point in time. So you may buy into the retirement village and be totally independent, and therefore there's no fees at all that are payable initially. And then as you progress, there may be more service fees for cleaning, for dry cleaning, laundry, and then there may be food plus those. So the fees can increase as you go through. Other costs which you have to be conscious of are that a number of the retirement people require you to pay their legal costs associated with terminating the retirement village contract and paying an exit entitlement, including lease surrender costs where there are leases. The exit fees for one particular retirement place is that on new homes, you pay 35% of the entry payment, and that's to be paid over a five-year period. For existing properties, it can be 25% of the entry payment over 2 years, and there are further exit fees for homes. There's a membership fee sometimes in some of the places, and that can be $2,000 for each year that you've been in the property, and that can either be paid as you go or at the end. Now, a lot of people will pay it at the end, which means that the family sees an asset valued $800,000, but by the time you pay 35% of your entry fee and $2,000 for maybe 5 to 10 years of membership, it can drastically reduce what the family gets. Some retirement villages will also require payment of sales and marketing costs because you're required to use them as the selling agent. Yeah. And there are other retirement places that require you to refurbish or renovate the premises at your cost before the property can even go on sale.
Even renovate, not just make good, but renovate, kind of like a lease at a shopping centre, say?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. With leases, there's a concept called fair wear and tear. And if you enter a lease, then after 10 years, of course, the property is not going to look as sleek and smart as it was when you first entered it 10 years. And to overcome that, some leases, as you've pointed out, Darren, require the exiting tenant to put the premises into the position they were in as at the date of first entry, which requires a renovation cost rather than just a maintenance cost, which is obviously a lot more expensive.
So the bottom line, if I just jump in, is you need to know what you're going into with the specific retirement living that you have chosen.
Yep. And it's with everything. Any decision you make, should you always do it with your eyes open, or as lawyers will say, courts will say, make an informed decision. And to make an informed decision, you need to know everything, which means you've got to go through all the detail. One contract that we were dealing with recently, contracts are not the same. This one contract has 3,498 pages.
Wow.
It's like reading War and Peace.
And what was the detail there that you had to be cognizant of to make the transaction?
Well, the service fees, ongoing service fees, the other costs, the exit fees, what the percentage of the exit fees were, a membership fee being payable at the end. There was also a provision about guaranteed payment. There were service level provisions in the agreement such that, you know, when you call someone for cleaning, that they will respond within a particular period of time. So it had the requisite level of detail needed. The challenge, though, is that with such detail, it is often possible to get lost within that detail and forget that these costs need to be added up. So basically, you need someone to sit down with you and get them to do all the legwork for you so it can be crystallized in your mind as to what the real issues are. And if you're not familiar with doing with it, it's just too much of a daunting task, I find.
And just, a question there. I've had someone ask me, and they're looking at living and village there. And they're thinking, well, the fees are all based on percentages. Therefore, I'll look at something that's lower capital cost rather than higher because I don't want to be paying more percentage. What are your thoughts there?
Again, it depends upon... You've got to do a sensitivity analysis. So if you're looking to buy a car and you're looking between, say, and you've got the financial capacity to buy, say, a BMW or a Hyundai, you've got to look at what are the costs, ongoing costs, what are the maintenance costs going to be, and put it out for the life that you think you will keep the car for, then make an informed decision. So you may have an higher upfront cost with the BMW, but some of the BMW deals, for instance, will give you 3 years of unpaid service, whereas with the Hyundai, you may not get the same degree of service. So you've got a lower entry cost, but an initial higher ongoing cost. And you've got to just sit down and do the maths, and it's not it's not an exciting task, and therefore a lot of people get bored and they don't just do the homework, and they make gut decisions, which are not always the best. So percentages may be more difficult, but they may not be. It just depends upon doing the maths and making sure you understand what it is you're doing and comparing like with like.
So if I hear you right, it's best to do your homework, and there's people out there who can help you do your homework and people like yourself. So if someone's looking at this, how do they best go and work out who can help them? Is there a shopping list of people like yourself out there that where people can see who specializes in retirement living?
Basically, go on the website, and ask for people. Ask the retirement village themselves for a recommendation. Possibly take that with a grain of salt, because the people they're recommending may be people that are more attuned, more willing to look after the retirement village than you. But nevertheless, get those details as well and see where it is. There's a seniors magazine whose name I forget now, but they would be a good place to look at. So website would be my first call, point of call. And of course, when in doubt, think of Eddie and Lawyers.
And thank you, Steve, for being with us for the last 3 weeks, going through everything, mutual wills, retirement living, and the dreaded fees associated with that. Now, if someone wants to reach out to yourself, you said Eddie and Lawyers, what's the best way they do that?
Our website is eddieandlawyers.com.au, or they can contact us at 8845 2400.
Thank you for being with us this morning on Spotlight. And over the last 3 weeks, we've really appreciated your counsel on everything retirement living.
Anytime, Darren, anytime.
Have a great day.
See you. Bye.
Alive 90.5.